And I always look forward to the January series on behalf of Calvin University. But you know what? It's going to move into your living room in 2021. And that's okay, Christy Potter. She's a big deal with, obviously, the January series. Appreciate your leadership. But things are changing for 2021. Thank you for making the call early. Good morning, Christy.
Good morning, Shelley. It's good to be here.
Good that you are here as well, and we do have to plan for the future, and right now, the future brings the January series into our living room. Give me one more time the series premise, Christy.
Yeah, so we're a lecture series that happens each year on Calvin's campus that encourages us to think about deep thoughts and conversations that about important issues of the day in order to help inspire cultural renewal and just make us better global citizens in the world. So it's all about thinking deeply and then acting on those thoughts and trying to make the world a better place.
And in the pre-COVID times, you've had this, of course, throughout the month of January, where we gather at your beautiful university and hear the words and discussions. But I'm glad that, A, you're continuing to offer this series, and B, you're moving it into our living rooms. How will this work?
Yeah, so obviously it's a strange year, and everybody has to rethink how things are happening. And right now, it's not possible for us to gather in large groups and bring everybody to our campus. We're trying to keep our campus safe for our students right now, and we're not opening up to large events. And so we had to think differently this year and think, okay, we still want to do the January series. And thanks to our just really incredible supporters and our underwriters, we knew that we still had the funding for it, that we'd be able to financially do it. We just had to figure out how we would make it work. And during that time of pause when we were all sent home and just back in March and April and May, that's kind of my big time of finding speakers and stuff. I really had to think about how we could even do it and what it would look like. And we came to the conclusion that we could do it by putting it online, and that we will have it so that people can register later this fall on our website. There will be a way to register for each one of the 15 days by entering your email. You'll get a link for it, and you'll be able to watch it right wherever you are, on your phone, on your computer, on your own personal device, wherever you are. So we're going to make it as easy as possible that everybody can get it in their own place, so we don't have to force people to gather in groups to watch it this year.
Yes. Will it still be an opportunity for a free event?
Yes. Yep. So it is still free for everybody, and we're grateful because we have good community support from underwriters for that. And it is a gift then from Calvin University to the community to be able to enjoy this, what we call a free liberal arts education in 15 days.
Very nice. All right. So as we normally do, we go through some of the speakers that are scheduled. So do you have a list for me, a couple of highlights? Yes.
Sure, I do. I can kind of just highlight each day real quickly.
Yep.
We're starting our first day with Rebecca DeYoung. We always have one Calvin professor represent us on the series each year, and she is our faculty member in our philosophy department. She specializes in vices, and so she's going to be talking about why our vices shine during stressful times. I thought that was a good start to after what all we've been through this year. And then on Thursday the 7th, we have Matt De La Pena. He is a Newbery Medal-winning young adult author who's written a lot of books about with children of minority, giving minority voices to stories. And so he's going to be talking about the power of story and why everybody's story matters. And something really cool that he did this year during the pandemic, right at the beginning, is he wrote on Facebook letters to the stuck-at-home student, and he just really encouraged all these children that were learning from home, wherever they were in the nation, and saying, you know, your feelings matter, and send me emails and let me know what's going on and what are some of the highlights, what are some of the silver linings, and then he'd put those on Facebook, and I just loved reading everything that was going on, so that was really a cool experience. And then on that Friday the 8th, we have Ambassador Bill Garverlink, who is a Calvin alum who served as the ambassador to the Democratic Republic of Congo and has served a lot during the time of Ebola. He's going to share his experiences as a senior diplomat and talk about how pandemics are actually something we'll be looking at more in the future and why it is part of our future and why we need to really understand them and prepare for them. And then on Monday, we have Tara Westover. She's probably the biggest name in our series that people are going to recognize. She's the author of the book Educated.
Huh.
And super excited to have her talking with us about She grew up in a family that didn't value education at all, but she was able to enter a classroom for the first time at the age of 17 and then went on to get a bachelor's degree and then a master's and then a PhD from Cambridge. And just the idea of how education opened up her world and enlarged her world. And now she is, she works at Harvard and as a senior research fellow there, learning about and discussing media and political polarization. And she's one of the Times 100 recognized people, so excited to have her. On Tuesday the 12th, we have Flynn Coleman coming. She is an incredible woman. She's an international human rights attorney. She's a professor at Harvard. She's a social innovator. She wrote a book called The Human Algorithm. And in that and in her talk, she's going to be talking about the future of AI and why it's so important that we design artificial intelligence with ethics and with compassion, and why we need to do that now, sooner rather than later, because it's going to be so important in what our future looks like. And then on Wednesday, we have Danielle Allen speaking. She's going to be talking about reinventing American democracy for the 21st century. She, too, is an amazing woman doing brilliant work. She works at Harvard. She's the director of the Center for Ethics at Harvard. She's a specialist in democratic theory. She recently won a big award from the Library of Congress that's equal to the Nobel Peace Prize for Humanities, and is working on a big project about democracy. And so she'll be talking about what we need to do to strengthen our democracy. And then on Thursday, the 14th, we have Jeffrey Rosen coming. He's going to be talking about the future of the Supreme Court. Once again, didn't know exactly what was going to be happening, but that is a huge topic right now. So it's very timely. And, of course, it has been a huge topic, and so I knew that it would be. He's the president and CEO of the National Constitution Center, which educates the public on the U.S. Constitution. And he's going to be talking about where the Supreme Court is heading and why it matters. And then on Friday the 15th, we've got Andy Crouch coming. He's returning to Calvin. We've had him before, and he's just an amazing presenter, talking about the limits of technology and the hope for a more personal world and just some everyday steps for putting technology in its proper place, something that we obviously are very thankful for technology these days, but we also have to remember how to put it in its place. Then starting the next week on the 18th, we've got Martin Luther King Day. And so celebrating that day, we've got Jamar Tisby coming. He wrote a very impressive book called The Color of Compromise, The Truth About the American Church's Complicity with Racism. And he is going to be talking about that and about ways to improve race relations and to make the church more inclusive. And so a very important topic that day. On Tuesday the 19th, we have Akbar Baja Biamila. He is the host of America Ninja Warrior, a former NFL player. He grew up in South Central LA and has his own story of overcoming obstacles. So he wrote a book called Everyone Can Be a Ninja, Overcoming Obstacles. And he draws from inspiration from a lot of the people that participate in the American Ninja Warrior. A lot of them are fighting different battles and different things that they had to overcome in order to be in that competition, and are doing it because of different life things that have been going on. And so he'll be reflecting on that and how we can all overcome obstacles. And we've certainly had a lot of obstacles in our lives these days.
Bet. Christy Potter with us, the January series at Calvin University, moving into the living rooms in 2021. Certainly, Christy, executive director, directing this January series, giving us the rundown. A couple minutes left, Christy, for some highlights.
All right, just a couple more speakers on the series. On the 20th, we have Peter O'Connor speaking from New Zealand. He is a specialist with arts and healing trauma. So dealing with how to handle trauma by using the arts. And then Bruce Feiler is a pretty popular name. He's been around, a New York Times bestselling author that's been around for a long time, writing a lot about religion, but also about some things like NBC has made the story Council of Dads off of his book. And he just has a new book out called Life is in the Transitions. And I thought that was a very timely topic for us right now as well. And then Friday, the 22nd, we have Catherine Hayhoe coming. She's a climate scientist, and she's also a Christian, and she's helping to bridge the gap between the two and trying to share the importance of knowing what's going on with the climate. She's one of Time's 100 most influential people. I'm excited to have her. On Monday, the 25th, we have John Manzella coming. He is going to be talking about the economy, so economic trends, globalization, and the need to improve American capitalism so that we can fix it and keep it. So that will be interesting. And then our final day will be Scott Sauls. He is a pastor in Nashville, and he's going to be talking about prophetic fire and persuasive gentleness, why we need to have both, talking about how Christians can respond to this really divided politically climate that we are in, and just the fractured world. How he has a new book out called A Gentle Answer, and how we need to relook how we're responding to things. So I think that would be a nice way to add end our series. So those are all the different days, a wide variety.
As always are, and certainly to be educated on behalf of your leadership. Christy Potter, how do we find out more about the January series in January?
I'd really want to direct everybody to our website. It's kelvin.edu/January, and we will keep that updated. It has our lineup there, and then later this fall we'll have the details for how to register for each one of those 15 days, and you'll be able to enter your email. We'll send you the link, and you'll be able to watch it live in your own location. We'll also have remote sites still all across the country. So depending on the different locations, some might still be able to gather in small groups at different churches and different libraries and different things like that. So people can check out our remote sites as well. And we'll keep that updated with the ones that are able to do it this year. So that's another way to gather in a small group and see it on a big screen.
Great. Thanks, Christy. Talk soon.
Yeah.